Your home for Christ Community Christmas music, FM 90.3 WJTL. Love that tune, Amy Grant Emanuel, and love seeing the sunrise here at the Juncture Center. It kind of went from pink to purple. Now it's like this really beautiful blue here. Good morning, Olivia and Fred with you, 721.
For today, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy, colder, high of 39. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 30. And for Winning Wednesday, cloudy, light snow in the morning, coating to an inch expected, with high of 35. Currently, it is 31 degrees in Lancaster.
Our very special guest, Kelly Neff, here with House of His Creation. Good morning again, Kelly.
Good morning.
We love having you here.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, hello to your family.
Yes, thank you.
You guys have been around for a long time. You've been a part of it for many years. Tell us about House of His Creation.
Yes, House of His Creation. We are currently serving women over 18 during their pregnancy. They can return with their infant if they want to. Right now, it seems the women that are coming are escaping abuse. They're coming out of hard situations where they just don't have a solid place. Maybe this is a child that they want to parent, and they haven't been able to parent other children, things like that. That's who we're seeing right now.
Yeah. Your home is in Lititz. You just recently moved there about a year ago.
Yes, we did. And it's been great. We're in town. People can walk. There's a bus route. We're finding a lot of people reaching out, dropping stuff off on our doorstep. Yeah. Our needs are being met.
That's awesome. Do you have any great stories about how God has worked through House of His Creation recently?
We do. We do. Although this story goes back a little bit. 16 years ago when Matt and I started, we were living with girls under 18 who were parenting. And one of those moms, she's been in our life almost 16 years. Her daughter and my son are about several months apart. But when she came with her little daughter, she was really struggling. She was part of the foster care system. And, you know, she wanted something different than the rest of her family. And she stayed in the program almost 2.5 years and finished school, graduated from Warwick. Fast forward several years, we've had many touch points with her over the years. And recently, she very excitedly called us and said, "I finally went through the process and I am a foster mom." And
wow.
It has been on her heart all this time to really just make a difference and change that scenario. She knows what it was like.
Yeah.
And so we've really been blessed. And there are many other relationships like that. But her story is really near and dear to my heart.
That's awesome. Love hearing about that. And that you guys have stayed in contact all these years.
Yeah.
Now, something new is happening.
Something new is happening.
Tell us all about it.
So born out of that experience, working with the teen moms, our shift to over 18 and landing our maternity program square in the middle of Lititz, we moved from North Lititz to town with the purpose of multiplying. So we are looking for house parents and weekend relief to fill the need to keep the maternity home going. And the five Neffs, my husband, myself, and our three kids, as House of His Creation, are looking for new property in actually southeast of the state,
of the country.
Southeast of the country, where there's some need, because out of our experiences, we really feel called to expand House of His Creation to serve exploited girls. So girls coming out of hard situations, but exploited out of trafficking and things. And to do that anywhere, to serve minors, you have to be part of the state systems. And so we've been doing a lot of research and prayer over the last 18 months, and we, as House of His Creation, feel called to this. So we have our doors open for the maternity home here in Lititz, and in 2022, we want to open our doors in southeast of the U.S., and we will get all those details out there as they come. But we have been actively looking. We are close to landing on a spot, a location, purchasing property. And then the five Neffs, Matthew will stay as the executive director, but we will be moving to open this new program.
Wow.
And working to have a safe home for girls.
And you're looking for house parents and weekend relief here. If folks are interested to see if they're a good fit, what's the best thing they can do?
They can call 717-626-0263. You can email us, mail@hohc.org. You can jump on the website, hohc.org, on our news page. We have the details, what we're looking for. We're really looking for a couple that can step in. It's somewhere between running a bed and breakfast and being a foster family for these women. They are adult women, but it's family, and that's often the need.
And you integrate them into your family. I mean, that's how you guys do it.
That's right. And so yeah. That's what we're looking to do. Michelle Gibbs is our program director, and she's going to stay here. And Chris, our office manager, is going to stay here and keep that going while we use our skills and resources over the years to start multiply and start reaching into a new population.
That's awesome. Well, we would love it if it was a JTL family that could become a part of the HOHC family.
Yes.
Because we love you guys and love what you have done and been a part of it. And we're going to miss you moving out of our area, but I know it won't be goodbye because you guys will still be involved.
Oh, that's right.
Which
that's
is great.
Right. Yep.
Well, check it out, HOHC.org, if you're interested in being house parents or even weekend relief. If you're interested in donating towards the expansion, you could do it there as well, HOHC.org. Callie, best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Mm-hmm. Back to the music we go. This is Need to Breathe. I am yours on WJTL. Good morning.